Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, August 11th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. More details emerge from the Trump raid. He pleads the fifth in a civil case. The cost of food continuing to surge. Cigarettes remain a leading cause of death. Also ahead, do you like conspiracy theories? But first, new details emerging about the FBI search at Donald Trump's home in Florida. Newsweek reports the raid was based on information given to the Bureau by a confidential human source. The informant claims a former president was intentionally hiding classified material in his Palm Beach home. Sources say the raid was deliberately timed to occur when Trump was out of Florida. Newsweek is not a reliable source, in my opinion, but I don't know if what it is reporting is true or not. Mr. Trump invoking the Fifth Amendment during a deposition in Manhattan. The probe, led by New York Attorney General Letitia James, is investigating his family business. Said the former president, quote, "I once asked, if you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment? Now I know the answer to that question. When your family, your company, and all the people in your orbit have become the targets of a witch hunt, you have no choice," unquote. Bloomberg News listing food items hardest hit by inflation in total. The cost of groceries up 13% under President Biden. Breakfast seeing the biggest jump. Eggs up 47% compared to last year. Orange juice, cereal, fruit, bacon all up 20%. Americans are turning to coupons to cope with all the high pricing. A record-setting 55% of shoppers now bring coupons to the supermarket, which is a smart play. Despite a massive drop in popularity, cigarette smoking remains a leading cause of preventable death. 125,000 Americans died from tobacco-related cancers in 2019. That's 30% of all cancer fatalities in the USA. Lighting up slashes $21 billion from the economy and lost earnings. Just 12% of Americans are regular smokers. That figure down from a whopping 45% back in 1965 when my mother smoked like a chimney. She did eventually give it up. Next, conspiracies. Many Americans love them. Right back.
With Kizik hands-free shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy-on, easy-off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, the United States of Conspiracy. Millions of Americans love these tales, and some of them about as tall as you can get, but they are still bantered about. And the conspiracy mongers, the people who put this stuff out, often make money. Here are some on the net right now, which are almost astounding. The conspiracy. Officials in New York City intentionally putting polio virus into the water supply to extend the COVID state of emergency beyond the midterm election. Are you kidding me? Here's another conspiracy. President Biden's handlers are fabricating his COVID diagnosis to keep him secluded and conceal other medical issues like dementia. How about Mr. Biden will appoint California Governor Gavin Newsom as President of the United States? First, Vice President Harris will resign. Then Biden will select Newsom as the new vice president to replace her. Then Biden himself will resign and Newsom will become president. This is actually out there. Here's another conspiracy. Nancy Pelosi will become the president of the United States if the Democrats lose Congress in November. Both Biden and Harris will resign at the same time, elevating Speaker Pelosi into the Oval Office before Republicans take control and she's booted out of her House leadership position. All right, you want another one? The president sending millions of barrels of oil to countries like China to enrich his son, Hunter. I don't know how exactly that works, but here's something on that conspiracy. Why is Biden sending oil to China? The administration doesn't say. That is important. Okay, now there are literally hundreds of other loopy things going on about the conspiracy world. And most of it is just dumb. You can't put a polio virus in a water supply. But some of these conspiracies are very harmful. Alex Jones lost in court recently, and now he has been ordered to pay more than $40 million to the families of the Sandy Hook children who were massacred in Connecticut. Jones said it was a conspiracy. So the family sued him, and now he's ruined. Perhaps the most intense conspiracy ever in this country is the assassination of President Kennedy. I wrote an entire book, Killing Kennedy, and I wrote that book to debunk all of the insane conspiracies surrounding that horrific murder that changed this country forever. But it never ends, because these books and documentaries and all of this, they make money for the conspiracy people. And that's what this is all about. Conspiracy is big business in the USA. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve that message by writing it. If you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. We've had a surge there because of the Trump raid. And also, please consider my book, Killing the Killers, number 9 this week on the New York Times list after 3.5 months. In a moment, something you might not know. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 34 years ago today, a group of men held a top secret meeting in the mountains of Pakistan to discuss the Soviet withdrawal from Afghanistan, 34 years ago. Those present included Saudi-born millionaire Osama bin Laden and Egyptian doctor Ayman al-Zawahiri. They formed a new organization to wage holy war against infidels. The group would be called the Base, or in Arabic, Al-Qaeda. Here is the story. In August 1988, bin Laden began pouring millions of dollars from his personal inheritance into the terror network. He quickly established training camps throughout the Middle East. Enraged by the American military presence in Saudi Arabia, his home country, during the Gulf War, Osama chose a new enemy, the USA, and its European allies. Between 1992 and 2010, Al-Qaeda launched 50 major terror attacks against targets in the West. At its height, Al-Qaeda encompassed 60 affiliate organizations consisting of about 15,000 Islamic terrorists. During its brutal campaign, the group killed 10,000 innocent people at least, including 3,000 in New York City and Washington on 9/11. The U.S. military eventually dismantled Al-Qaeda using a new technology, drones. Between 2004 and 18, the Pentagon launched more than 4,000 unmanned strikes against the terror network. As for the masterminds behind Al-Qaeda, they received American justice. 2011, Osama bin Laden was killed by Navy SEALs at his compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan. His body then dumped into the ocean. On July 31st, this year, just a few days ago, al-Zawahiri was obliterated in Kabul, Afghanistan, when his apartment was leveled by a CIA drone. And here's something else you might not know. The last deadly attack al-Qaeda claimed credit for was in February 2016. A suicide bomber tried to bring down an airline flying from Somalia to the Middle East. The bomber managed to inflict just one casualty, himself. The plane landed safely a short time later. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.